Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Janora McDuffie and Emily Harbord. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, DJ Jesse Janity.
Yo, what up, After Buzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, and we are here tonight with my favorite ladies in the whole world.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Miss Janora, Miss Emily.
What up, what up?
Yes, so we just got finished watching Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Which I want to thank all of you listeners out there for making us number 3.
Ooh-hoo.
On iTunes.
So, hey, but you guys are slipping last week.
Yeah.
We were number 2.
Yes.
So
slipping.
Bring us back. Bring us back.
Hit that subscribe button and get us up there, please. Thank you. And yes. Also check us out on Stitcher, STITCHER.com. And you can take us on the go with you. So let's jump into this episode. As the sun also rises.
Yes. It's quite exhausting.
I was a little worn out from the episode.
Yeah,
I was too.
It was a lot of thinking. I think the CW said, hey, we're going to take a ride and we're asking you to please follow along. Yes. We tried to follow along. Had a little issues with some of the storyline.
Yeah, sometimes I fail and couldn't get up. And I also thought it was quite a violent episode.
Yes.
Very violent.
I mean, we've seen episodes where people have been sacrificed or killed, but this episode seemed even a higher level of just, I don't know, like it affected
it's
me in a
like
way.
It's just like the ripping of the heart out. That's always just like...
Maybe.
The ripping of the heart, oh, I mean, well, all right, so we'll get into all that.
I'm sorry, I'm skipping way ahead, but it had a different tone to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And did you, the title, As the Sun Also Rises.
Weird.
I don't understand where.
Maybe it's a double play on the sun. S-U-N-S-O-N, okay. Elijah Klaus.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm stretching it. And sun is in. No, that was stretching it too.
I don't know.
Yeah, strange title.
Do you know what it is? I think it's like a new thing where sometimes showrunners just get like weird titles in their minds just for fun. It's like,
let's be dramatic.
Yeah, it's weird and nobody really else gets it. It's, I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
maybe the sun also rises and so much bad stuff happened. But the sun also rises. There's still another day.
Right.
That's true, maybe.
Another day. Okay. Maybe. Another day will come. Another day did come.
For a few people.
Right.
Not that many.
Not that many.
Questionable, because I know that they said they were going to leave us with less strings untied this season.
Yeah.
They definitely tied up some for us, like Carolyn and Matt and
Caroline.
Tyler. Caroline. Matt and Tyler situation. So...
Yes and no. Well, I mean, maybe in terms of that love, but, well, the part that's not tied up, and I know it's not directly in that relationship, but where is the sheriff? Where's Caroline's mom? Well, that bothered me, because that was part of that storyline a little bit, too. And she was just missing again.
Well, I she was missing, and I'm kind of thinking, because, all right, I know we should be saving for predictions, but let's screw it. Let's just open this up for discussion. I honestly think after this episode, where are you going to go with the last episode?
Here's the thing. Okay, I don't have the synopsis with me, but as for Sheriff Forbes, part of the synopsis, I've read it a bunch of times, so I kind of...
Know it by heart.
Know it by heart, yeah. The thing about Sheriff Forbes is it's like she does something to change the town, but or to save the town.
Oh, next episode.
Next episode. Huh. But there's terrifying consequences.
Well, I think...
So I think, like, it was... I mean, that's the thing that I felt about this episode. This episode felt like a season finale.
Absolutely.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I just don't... And it's weird that they're continuing on with just this whole Damon story.
Yeah.
It's like they could have easily just not had him get a wolf bite and had this be the season finale. Easily.
Hmm. They could have. Which is why I'm interested to see where they're going to go next week, because... They have to top. As television show, you have to top this episode. Yeah. This episode is supposed to lead into
the
season finale.
Usually, if you do an episode like this as your episode 21, you do it a 2-hour episode,
right?
And that's what. That was the kind of weird thing about this episode.
I'm glad it was not a 2-hour episode.
I liked it. Some people just can't do it.
I can do it, but after this episode, it gave me some, exhausting. And then it pulled it back, and then it threw me a little
this
more.
This was too exhausting. And I remember last week I said something about episodes feeling really long and really short. This one felt so long.
Absolutely.
I remember when we were fast-forwarding through the commercials, and I saw it was like the 20-minute mark, and I was like, what?
Well, they had a lot of stuff to get through tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm really hoping they don't do next week, I hope, but the thing is, I guess we're different types of Vampire Diary fans. As I say, I do my chats online and stuff, and they're just so obsessed with the love between Damon and Elena. And I, personally, I don't want to see a whole episode dedicated to that.
Which we will.
Which I will say, I'm going to bring it back to Buffy. Buffy season 2.
Oh, I hadn't gotten there yet. In season 1.
You're in season 1. Okay, but you understand the whole dynamic between Buffy and Angel so far?
Yes.
Angel, okay. So they set us up with this love story in season 1. And season 1 ends with, the Master, and it's this epic fight and this epic battle. And it's like, oh my gosh, season 2 is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And then season 2 comes around, and the last episode of season 2... was just the love between Buffy and Angel.
Oh, and it just made you so mad.
And it's like they banked on the fact that fans love the show so much that we dealt with this, which was supposed to be their amazing episode. Yeah. And now they're going to say, okay, now we're going to have a story about Elena and Damon. And then right at the end, Sheriff's going to come in and screw something up. And then you have to wait all summer.
Well, here's one of the things about the next episode too. I think one of the sentences is of the synopsis is Stefan like suffers a personal like consequence. It's like something personal happens to him, which I don't know, but you know what I was thinking just as he was saying that was I remember watching the OC, which was the big soap, like primetime soap. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved it. And for their season 1 finale, it was a cliffhanger, but it wasn't a smash to black cliffhanger. It was like Ryan leaving Orange County you don't really need that. You don't need one of those, oh my God, moments, smash to black.
But, well, I think that goes along with what Vampire Diaries has been for me.
Yeah.
Like, I love that whole, like, oh, damn, they'll no, not that. That. Oh, and I got to wait a week. Or, oh, I got to wait till the next season. I think that maybe what you said, Jesse, in terms of all the followers and fans just want to see Elena and Damon, maybe they're banking on that group to please for the season finale.
Right.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I think Damon's potential death is the only way mm-hmm. Elena's going to show him the kind of love and give him the time of day that he, you know, has been living for, dying for his whole thousand-year life.
This episode kind of showed me in the way that the way they format it, and a lot of one of the reasons is because so much happens, but in the way their act outs are set up, like any other show, Klaus saying it's time would be an act out. Like there were so many, it was very weirdly kind of set up. Like,
do you think it was a different set of writers or director, or what made this one so different?
I don't know. I've
noticed that with the format the past few episodes. It's really changed. It's been very, they've tweaked it, and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we're going to go from A, B to C, D to back to A, mixed with E. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way that they're intertwining characters, it's almost becoming repetitive.
Yeah, it's weird the way, and it seems like, I mean, I can't even count how many scenes were in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't even want to imagine.
And I don't like scenes that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Which
I was so confused with that whole John situation.
Here's what I figured out. I don't know if it's right.
Okay.
The story he told, which either he read in one of the Gilbert journals or in a grimoire, is there was a woman who had a baby. And the baby was dying. And to save the baby, she had a witch switch their souls. So right as the baby died, because it was her soul.
That's weird.
She died instead of the baby. And that's why Damon was like, souls, like what is this god mumbo jumbo?
Uh-huh.
So I think that was, and here's my problem when sometimes what shows do is when they, this is obviously a huge part of it. This is like, this is how Elena's going to be saved.
Human instead of vampire. Absolutely.
This is how it's going to be. You don't brush over something like that. That is something, huge conversation, huge dun dun dun. You should be watching. Because also, when we see just all of them standing around, we don't really think anything big is about to happen.
You mean when they were in the witch's den or whatever?
You don't think, like, they're going to make a groundbreaking decision.
I totally agree with you. That was a hugely significant part. Yeah. I mean, half the last episode was her crying because mm-hmm. she was going to be a vampire and that's not what she wanted to do. So I get not spelling it out mm-hmm. in an elementary way to an audience, but at least, you know, let me go on the ride a mm-hmm. little bit. Just like I felt not done wrong. It wasn't that to that degree, but the whole Greta situation, realizing that was Luca's sister, mm-hmm. like I missed that. And that could have been a really big moment for me.
And I just felt that whole situation was really, why did we even add this character?
Yeah.
Oh, Greta.
Why did we add Greta to this mix? What was the purpose?
Well,
needed a witch to do the spell.
They needed a witch to do the spell, and they also needed to reveal the whole Luca and his dad connection to Klaus, to why they were so involved in the plot.
Right, yeah. I just think, I just thought it was very weak.
Yeah, one thing that I will say about this episode, especially the first, I want to say 20, 30 minutes, I think the woman who played Jenna, I forget her name, was great. Acting wise,
I agree.
I think she was great. I thought Matt was great.
Wait a minute. Let's stick with Jenna right now. Let's talk about this character. What were you just going to say, Janora?
Probably what you're going to say, Jesse. In terms of watching, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I so enjoyed her acting, mm-hmm. but I didn't enjoy... it's not on video. I'm pointing to her right now.
We're watching in studio.
Remember when Caroline went through the transition?
Yeah.
Matt's sister went through the transition. Yep. It was a painful And here she is looking probably better than when she was human.
Yeah. I thought she was going to kill Close at that point. Like, she, dang,
that's
girl.
What I noticed. That's what I did notice, which, by the way, I mean, that's not her fault. That's the writer's,
right,
that she didn't experience the pain. But I think one of the reasons for that is they had to do so much in this episode that they couldn't have an entire half hour of her.
Well, no, that could have been fine, but Jules. She could have been like Jules.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Screaming a little bit. But I thought Matt was really good. I thought Jenna was really good. Alaric. I thought the one who I thought was the weakest was Nina Dobrev. Elena.
Totally.
I think when she does, which is why I like her as Catherine, because when she does the over dramatic, like, I'm going to die thing, it's like, okay.
And not to skip over anything, but you're naming these names and things, and all these thoughts are coming from the episode. What happened to Catherine? Right, where did she go?
Let's
she's stuck in the apartment.
All right, let's pull it back. Boom. And let's open all these thoughts up.
Yes, it was so start back with Jenna. I'm sorry. I know.
Start at the beginning. Jenna was captured by Greta. Now, I want to say this. I turned to you guys and I said, wow, she is turning her acting game on. She is on point tonight. I really felt Jenna in this episode. Yeah. I was like, they're giving her too much. And the writing in this episode I felt was weak, because at the beginning of the episode, for her to be that emotional, for her to get all those lines, I was like, she's dying. It's so clear she's going to definitely
I'll agree with
die.
That. And this is, again, a point of clarification. I didn't know a vampire could drink witch's blood. Like, I thought it needed to be regular blood. Like, I thought witch's blood was different.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Do you know what part I'm talking about, Jesse?
When she bit Greta.
Well, no, not the second time. The first time when she was hungry.
Oh, yes.
That's how she turned into a vampire, was Greta's blood.
There was another situation in there where we were kind of like, oh, okay, well, we'll get to that later. Oh, my God, I remember what it was. But, so, yeah, she drank Greta's blood, and that whole situation where she... I don't know if... I mean, I know she was doing the whole transition of, like, turning it off. Part of her, she was thinking, and it was really deep. And she had Elena there to kind of coach her through it, which is kind of what Stefan did for Caroline, because Caroline went through it, but she didn't have Stefan at the very beginning. Once Stefan came into play, he kind of coached her through the transformation. But I don't know. I thought it was a little weak.
I don't know. It was just a whole, like, the thing was, I actually liked the beginning of the episode. I thought I liked it. I thought the sacrifice was cool. I thought it was really good the way everything was set up, everything. And there were moments like with when Damon came in and when Bonnie came in, that whole like them trying to kill Klaus. I did like all the sacrifice scenes pretty much.
Yeah.
Just the rest of it, I was like, I have no idea what's going on here. Okay.
And that's deep. If you don't know what's going on, you know nobody else knows, Emily.
I don't know. It was just, I just didn't like the Damon Wolf fight thing. I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I did like the Tyler and Caroline.
Well, they're leading into the next episode. Yeah. So let's talk about Caroline, Tyler, and this whole situation.
They were so cute.
I love them. But, I mean, so, okay, here's the situation with Matt. Matt shoots Tyler, and then they run to Tyler's house, which is like, why would you run to the place wolf is going?
No, do you know what it is? It's the closest house.
Oh, is that? Oh, right.
Yeah, it's the closest place.
They're
yeah.
in the basement, in the cellar or whatever. So, you know, that's where Caroline finds out Matt was on Ravain, and he told her mother everything. And now Caroline's in the struggle of what's my mother thinking?
I was surprised at her reaction.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, so what's going to happen with us? He's been lying to her for like a straight week. I would have been like, F you.
Like, what's the plan? Like, what's the plan to kill me?
Are you kidding me?
What are you and my mother talking about?
Backstab me. And then, here's the thing, so contradictory. He was like, Caroline, the past few days have been great, but I can't love you as a vampire. It was like, you knew she was a vampire during these past few days that were great, but you can't see her as a vampire? What?
Well, I think he can see her as a vampire. I think he was just, which I kind of understand the struggle that he went through, because you know, you're in this situation. He does honestly have feelings for her. We've seen the struggle between, you know, him and the mother and how he realized,
and
like, I might still have feelings for Caroline. So he went back to Caroline. And it's kind of like now he's witnessing, like, what? I'm shooting werewolves. I'm hiding from my life. This vampire is involved.
He wants to have a normal life. I get that. Yeah. I understand that. And it gives room for Caroline and Tyler.
And which is true. All I care about, because Tyler ends up at the doorstep. She runs outside.
Butt naked.
They're cuddled up on the couch. He's still butt naked.
He's
in his own house. Doesn't put any clothes on. And he cuddles, he tells
Caroline.
He has
Caroline, a hot body, though. Do you know who apparently he was dating?
Who?
Tina from Glee, the Asian one.
Really?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
And just while we're on dating subjects, Ian Somerhalder and Nina Dobrev went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner together.
That's weird.
There was a rumor/confirmation/ that Paul Wesley got married in May.
Now, which one is Paul Wesley?
Stefan.
Stefan got married?
That Stefan got married in
a
very secretive
ceremony. He is not allowed to get married.
Secretive ceremony. Okay, back to the story.
Good for you. On the scoop for us, Emily.
So, I don't know. I love this whole situation with them. I think Tyler's going to stay.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to see that part of it. I think that they're going to be quiet next week. Now, does the mom know that?
I don't think they're going to be. Well, if Sheriff Forbes is going to go all Van Helsing.
I don't believe that they're going to give us that next week. I don't know. I don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah, that's what's happening next. I told you in the synopsis.
Yeah, but I think.
Because also, the theme for next week is there's a screening in the town.
Gone with the Wind.
And it's they're screening Gone with the Wind. And I'll tell you another part of it, but back to Sheriff Forbes. Like, it's very, I think, it's very, how do I say this? Luminescent? I don't know if that's the word. But to the season one finale.
No, what season one finale was when Catherine came.
And it was Founders Day, and they were all in the town square, and they tried to kill all the vampires.
When the werewolf came out at the end, when the dad, that was a good episode.
Yeah, and then Catherine Elena switch was brilliant.
Oh, it was so good.
Which, I mean, and there was 8 cliffhangers, which they probably won't have, which I know they won't have. But
so what did you guys think of Catherine this episode?
She reminded me a whole lot of Elena.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're seeing a whole different side from her.
Yeah, I like this. I like when she's like has a little bit of a heart.
No. Yeah. Make her the bitch. Yeah.
We already have Elena.
No, I like when she's a bitch.
I want the bitch. Back
yeah,
in
no,
town.
But I like seeing a human side to her.
I do too, because it means she's gonna stay alone.
Yeah, I like seeing, and I did. I did like that she kind of worried about Damon a little bit.
I just hope that. Yeah. I just hope they don't do, like, Elaine is with one of them and Catherine's with the other.
Oh, no, they can't do that. I will throw up all over the microphone next week if that even comes close to happening.
Do you know what I think? It would be Elaine and Damon. I think Stefan and Catherine would be kind of awesome, but
it would have been. Not if Elaine is going to be with Damon.
Yeah, I think that'd be weird.
They can go on double dates. Oh, how cute.
That'd be weird. Not. That'd be like, that'd be like a weird kind of incestuous.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Very weird, very incestuous.
That'd be weird. Anyways, but speaking of Damon, Catherine, and Elena, one of the things is because of Gone with the Wind and Damon going crazy, he has visions and can't differentiate. I don't know if visions is the right word, but he can't differentiate Elena and Catherine.
Like hallucinations.
Yeah, it's
almost,
like Elena's reminding him too much of Catherine, and like, yeah, he's having hallucinations back to 1864, and he can't differentiate the two.
Ooh.
Sounds interesting.
Very. Yeah. All right. We saw the whole situation with Damon. He has a werewolf bite, Catherine, and after that scene, they took us. That's when they had taken us to the sacrifice site, and Greta had drank Jenna's blood. Jenna had drank the blood, and she starts to turn.
in the most fashionable, kind, gentle way.
No, we kind of talked about this. How about Klaus and Elijah?
Well, before we get into that, I want to talk about the difference, because we saw how she turned. Now, my question is, Elena was the final sacrifice. Mm-hmm. She has vampire blood in her system.
I think it might have been...
Yes.
Yeah.
Still has it in her system.
Yes.
That was supposed to be a part of the plan, which is why Damon did that.
Right.
Maybe it had...
Remember, he bit her so that way she wouldn't be able to die.
Right.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, he made her drink the blood.
It was out. I think it must have been out of her system, because I think... I don't know. I would have thought that if it was out of her system... If it was still in her system, that when Klaus bit her, it wouldn't work. Because
that's what should have happened.
That's what I felt was going. That when he,
but
like,
you know what? She was still human, so it didn't matter.
But by him biting her,
she was supposed to die.
She should have turned. That's what I felt. That's what normally happens with a vampire. You get bit, and then you drink the blood, and with the blood in your system, you turn. Now with this, it was like, because think about what happened with Jenna. Jenna was. Mm-hmm. Bit by Klaus.
Well, that's why they did the whole John spell thing, so she wouldn't turn into a vampire.
Well, no, but I'm saying even that happened afterwards, but I'm saying the fact of when Klaus did it to Elena. And then, you know, like we said, what happened to the every last drop of the doppelganger?
Maybe he drinks fast.
No, he never said it was every last drop. He just needs to drink until she's dead.
No, it was every last drop of the doppelganger. Last episode.
Yeah, that's what Elijah said, right?
No, last episode, Elijah said, they did in the previously on, he said he has to drink the blood of the doppelganger until she is dead.
It just wasn't believable to me.
Yeah, he didn't bite her enough, no. I don't think.
It was very sexual.
He was grabbing her breast.
He kissed her, neck first. It was like, what's going on here?
I did like when Greta took the fire off. First of all, oh my gosh. Wait, did we say that? Oh my gosh.
What?
Jenna, first of all, rewind. Jenna, they took the fire off, and this bitch went after Greta. Like, go girl.
Yeah, that was cool. That was awesome. One last fight.
I was very excited for that. Except what I wasn't excited for is how easily Greta got up. And it was like, oh girl, you tried.
Yeah, no, but that was awesome.
Yeah,
I
one
that.
Last fight. And yeah.
I like job, that girl. That she...
That she did that. But that whole situation with Elena, it just kind of upset me, because I just felt like it was like we were like getting ready, we were holding onto the table and it was going to happen, and then Vampire Diaries let us down.
Here's what I was actually thinking this on the way over. And I was thinking that there's a possibility that this can be very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was.
Absolutely.
And I kind of had the feeling it would be, knowing that this is, like we were talking before, the second to last episode, that, and also it goes back to the thing where one of my biggest pet peeves is when they make you think that the star of the show is going to die. It's never gonna happen.
Yeah. I think should have, or what they were going for that I think did not happen or was not successful, is the audience waiting. We knew she wasn't gonna die one way or the other. Is she gonna wake up as human, or is she gonna wake up as a vampire? I think that's what they wanted us to feel like, but at the edge of our seats. We didn't feel it because we didn't understand that whole John situation. If we would have understood, then we could have been part of that action and that drama and that lead up to it. But since it just completely went over my head, and I'm glad you broke it down in some way, Emily. I was just like, hey, girl, we knew you were going to wake up.
Now, and then the other thing is, we were promised 3 deaths.
We got 4.
Of main characters, though.
Wait, how many? We got
John. I got
John.
4. Jules was number 1.
Jules isn't really
Jenna, character. Number 2. Number 3 was Greta. And number 4 was John.
Okay, now
it's 3
me,
main characters.
Yeah, Jenna, I'll count as 1.
1.
John, I don't count.
John, you don't count?
I don't count John, because they said the deaths will be...
Do you know what?
What?
I was looking on one of the chat room things, and Julie Plec was answering questions on Twitter.
Now, which one is Julie?
She's the one of the head writers, one of the executive producers. And there are a few things she said. She said... one of them asked her after seeing the Kat Graham interview, saying, is 3 the right number of deaths? And I think she pretty much said no. I think, so I don't know. I'm not quite sure. And another thing she said is next season will be the season of the originals.
Oh, so maybe when they went to go back to find the brothers and sisters of that family. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So that's how I knew that Klaus wasn't going to die.
I think that was the only redeeming part of the whole episode, because I didn't see that coming. And I think that that's why I have loved Vampire Diaries since its inception, was because I was never, they always got me with something new. And it was not just one thing new per episode. I mean, it was like bam, 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 like from all sides. And this time, it just didn't happen except for that one moment, which I did appreciate.
So let's talk about Elijah. You know, Elijah had this whole scene with Stefan, about which was almost mirrored to the scene of him and Elena.
Or him and Damon, the previous episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Elijah's had this intimate talk with Elena, intimate talk with Damon, intimate talk with Stefan, and how he's proving himself, and they're also proving to him. Now, Elena's proven to him. Damon's proven to him. Stefan proved to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Elijah went in and said, and this is the thing that aggravated me with this, is Elijah's always about his word.
Yeah.
And he really, you know,
but it puts shows his finger some hard on him. Humanity.
Yeah.
In him, that he loves his family. However, it was really funny when he said, he was like, he threw their bodies out to sea. I was like, oh, like Osama? I was about to spit that out. And I was like, it's not the time. We have to focus. But anyways, I thought that was like really funny. They're out at sea. I was like, the whole bodies out at sea was like weird.
Yeah.
But
this is filmed so much long ago, but... Like
no, obviously, but the whole bodies at sea. I was like,
why would Klaus feel he needs to kill them and scatter them in the ocean?
That's the thing. It was like, why does he need to kill them?
Right.
Well, you'll have to tune in next season, where it's a season of the originals, as you said it was going to be.
So, what did we think about Stefan stepping up as the sacrifice?
No, he's not going to be sacrificed.
Right. And like, if you're that stupid to think Klaus is going to be like, oh, you know what? You're honorable for doing this. Step on in and I'll release her.
Right. Yeah. Or if he, because at this time, was he or was he not part of that conversation with John? Was he there at the house?
No.
So he doesn't know that Elena could potentially come back as human. All he knows is she's going to come back as a vampire. He's going to let her live in eternity forever and ever.
Without him,
it just didn't make sense. Like, no. With his brother, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. I thought it was shot so much better than last week. Remember how last week we were like, it's so cheesy, like all this.
Oh.
And it was shot until the shot of him on top of the mountain.
That was quite
dramatic.
And then
I was like, no.
It was very Twilight.
Yes.
Yes.
He was so Edward in that shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way he was standing the way I was
He was like, I didn't expect you here. Yes, he was. Well, that could have been like the moonlight, or I don't know what the heck that was. But
I don't know.
That I didn't like that. That was like our walk through the park last week. Yeah. I didn't like that whole scene. And at this point, it's like, I hate how they built Klaus up.
Yeah. He has disappointed me, besides the fact that he's, like, really hot.
You're about to turn to a savage beast in minutes, and you're sitting here discussing.
Right.
You're allowing Elena to walk past you and be a bitch to you. Like, you're allowing this to happen. You're, like, supposed to be badass, ruthless. Like, get in there and rip
I think Elijah's... When... Not anymore, but when Elijah was first initially introduced, I thought he was much scarier than Klaus.
I totally agree.
Because he was so smooth and so, like, you never...
Not when he was first introduced. Remember, because I think we talked about it a little bit. I thought he was soft. He was too pretty, too metro.
Oh, I thought he was, like, so that the... that was the best part of it that I thought is because he was so... like, smooth and always looked so perfect, and the fact that he could rip somebody's heart out without even blinking, which Klaus did too, but I don't know, it just didn't, and I'm trying to figure, because as I said before, it took a long time for them to cast this part, and I don't even think it's casting. I think it's just the way he's been written. I don't think it's casting.
Well, if he's killing his brothers and doing all sorts of stuff, and yeah, you're right, being so nice and considerate to the gang, maybe.
Yeah.
But I like his look, and I like his physical appearance.
I like, you know.
How can you not?
But I mean, as this big, bad, badass vampire, and I don't know. I kind of like, I'm in a Buffy world. The Master. Now you've seen the first season.
I have no idea what the Master is.
I've seen the majority of the episodes in
the
first season.
Have you seen the Master?
The scary dude.
Very, you know what I mean? Like, that is somebody, when they said, every time he's on set, he scares me.
It's
that
pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would imagine an original vampire coming back and looking like, and he has to gain the powers back to get his youthful look back. He has to wait
for
that. You know, So in that sense...
That's an interesting take.
And that's where I'm coming from. That's where I'm thinking. I know I shouldn't be mixing these because they're not going by that at all, but... Mm-hmm. To a sense, you kind of have to. If you're going to write a story like Vampire Diaries, if you're going to write Twilight, you're writing to the same fans, the same type of fans. And, you know, you got to dabble in these different genres of it. So Klaus stabs Stefan, and he said, I want to keep him alive. Why do you guys think he wanted to keep... What was the purpose of that?
I think when... Because he said, I have different plans for you. Maybe I... when he said that, I kind of thought back to Catherine, of her kind of being like a slave to him. And I think that could have potentially been the original plan. I have no idea. But that's kind of where I went with it.
Yeah.
Is because he obviously has all these followers and compels people to... all these vampires to do whatever... So, I think maybe that was it. I don't really know, though.
I mean, well, so whatever. He drinks the last blood of Elena, and then he starts his transformation, which,
that was scary.
Really?
I thought that was
scary. I thought they were going to show us... I thought he was going to, like... I mean, yeah, the bending of the...
That creeps the shit out of me.
But, I mean, I thought, like, his muscles would, like, turn a little bit. Like, he might get his face, like, might morph a little bit, like...
So he was turning into a werewolf.
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
He was turning into a werewolf.
Was it a werewolf or whatever his
Hybrid is between the werewolf and the vampire?
Yeah. So okay. I just expected a little. Now, you know what I'll say their storyline actually kind of reminds me of is, what's the one with the lichens and Underworld?
I never saw that.
No?
They have the originals who... there's ones that keep everything in order, and then there's originals who, you know, come and feel like they're just this ruthless animals. And they have hybrids like this, and I'm just thinking, like, okay, a vampire, you know, are you guys going to give me something? Because even the werewolves are kind of like, you're a dog. I want, like, a werewolf.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That was disappointing. And then it was also disappointing that when they are in werewolf state, they're just so mean, and it seems like they don't have any control. I would think that they
I
would
like
just...
I like the Twilight werewolves
I like
better.
The Twilight werewolves better, too.
Because they, like...
could think, and they weren't just these savage beasts. Yeah. They had a plan and were smart. They just make them seem so elementary.
Right.
Or primal. Maybe
I'm
that's
also
here.
Totally Team Jacob.
I don't know you were going to say that, Emily.
So as soon as that transformation happens, Damon snaps Greta's neck. Well, before
that was
actually,
awesome.
Oh, that, yeah.
I love that Damon came in and saved the day, because I was like, if Stefan gets all the credit for this, I'm going to be so effing pissed.
Yeah.
I thought Damon needed to... I was like, yes, thank God.
Totally agree. And then Bonnie gave me what I needed in this episode.
Yeah.
Bonnie made the episode. There were parts where I was just kind of like, I didn't zone out this time, but...
I
was really trying to hold on to this episode because I was like, I know they're going to give me something. I know they're going to give me something. I know they're going to give me something. And Bonnie came in. But even with what Bonnie did, like the whole like one hand out crunched in and she's like walking henched over.
And she had
like
a cleavage out too. She was hot.
Do you know what I wish with that though? I thought she looked awesome. I thought it was so badass. But I wish Damon would have waited to kill Greta. I would have love to see them one-on-one.
I totally agree, Emily.
And then to have to have him kind of help Bonnie by killing her would have been awesome.
Help Wait. Have Bonnie help him
kill No, her. No, like if when they're like going at it, if that's when he snapped her neck.
Oh, you mean help
like
her
help
kill
Bonnie.
Greta.
Yeah, like Greta gets killed while Bonnie, so Bonnie can focus on Klaus.
Right, but they have some kind of confrontation first. I totally agree.
I mean, I could have even just dealt with Bonnie like air smacking Greta.
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, bitch, you think you can fucking put circles around people? Yeah. Watch what I can do.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Like a battle of the powers.
Hopefully they can do that again.
And, I would have liked to have seen Bonnie look like she's going through a struggle as she's channeling the 100 witches. Because remember at the school, that dance, and she had the bloody nose and all that. She didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah. I think with that, I'm not as mad at it because...
We've seen it before.
We saw it before, and not only that, but they kept her away for 2 episodes.
So she's been gaining her strength,
and
resting up.
That's what I think. That's what I think it came
That's why
down
she looks
to.
So pretty.
I mean, that was, out of any witch scene I've ever seen, that was, Bonnie does it. She does it for me.
And maybe that's why, not to switch to John, but I didn't fully still grasp the John storyline. Because remember when she kissed Jeremy and he fainted?
Yes.
And then it seemed like John fell the same way when he was outside.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
No, I think he just fainted. It reminded me very much like Poison. I don't know if... You ever saw it? Like Poison Ivy, like the lips like are poison.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Uma Thurman is Poison Ivy.
I mean,
when Jeremy.
Yeah, when she kissed him and he fainted, I was like. But I kind of liked that Jeremy was stuck in the house, that Alaric was stuck in the house, or else it would have been just like.
Too much.
It would have been too much of. Here's the
really?
Thing. here's what I liked. One of the things. Despite all the dramatic screaming, there wasn't that much, like, no! Like, do you know what I'm saying? It was only Elena who was, like, screaming. It wasn't like everybody was like, no, you're dying! No, da-da-da! Which I liked.
I agree.
Because that just kind of gets
It
really
would have been
annoying.
Too much.
So I like that. But Jeremy had... First of all, we didn't see Jeremy's reaction to Jenna...
He seemed totally okay.
Totally fine.
And this is where I said...
really?
Okay, well,
just kidding.
No, really, because, you know, you made such a big stink about your girlfriend dying and being turned into a vampire, and you lose all these people, and you're always going through this.
But he wanted to be a vampire.
He did.
So he doesn't really have anything against vampires.
Well, then even her death.
Yeah, he didn't really have...
He didn't have a reaction.
I actually got to say at the funeral scene, he looked more attractive, you know, dressed up like he looked like a man in that scene.
He's attractive.
And that's what those kisses from Bonnie do.
And, you know, that little kiss just showed how powerful Bonnie is getting.
Yeah.
That we've never seen anything like that
and
before.
And she's never been this confident.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of annoyed with when he did the other... when he had the few more, like, Bonnie, you can't do this, Bonnie. I was like, I had wished he would have stepped up and be like, okay, you can do this. You can do this, babe.
Yeah.
Go and kick some ass.
So right now we're watching on the scene, Bonnie. Okay, here's another thing that I have with the powers. Maybe they don't have the funds.
She does have the
funds. I'm
going to
say this. Maybe they don't have the funds.
Isn't this the number one show on CW?
But CW doesn't make any money.
But CW was bought out. Was it bought out by the WB? It used to be the WB.
WB and UPN together, right?
Yeah, yes. CBS and Warner Brothers. Own
so
it.
My thing is like,
or Time Warner maybe
to bring it back to Buffy, but like, can we get some CGI? Can
we
get, like, all anytime Bonnie uses powers, like they cut to a shot of a tree blowing in the wind, cut to the fire raising up, like, you know, and Klaus was just on the ground, like, when he did his transformation, he was, like, bending backwards and all this dramatic stuff. When she was, like, killing him, he was just, like, rolling on the floor, like,
I think when it comes to, I have no idea what their budget is. I know action like this is expensive.
Yeah.
So I think you have to kind of pick your...
pick yeah. your yeah, pick your poison or no.
Yeah, pick your battles, pick yeah. your like whatever it is you have to decide. And I think like even having fire raise up at once is hard to do. So I mean, I think...
Yeah, you throw some kerosene on that. But I'll say they're probably paying these actors a lot more than Buffy was paying at the time. These are some... Nina, yeah. Ian...
No, because they were really nobody before.
That's true.
So, well, first Ian season, was on they Lost. Get nothing.
He probably yeah. was the biggest He's, name. Yeah. Yeah?
He probably got paid the most.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all right, so...
Not nobodies, just people we don't recognize. Right. We're gonna, yeah. To clear that up.
Please.
Because I've been in this game for 10 years, and I'm not a nobody.
You are not.
You just might not recognize me.
Exactly.
Right off.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
So, you know, Eliza goes to rip Klaus's heart out, and Klaus says... Oh, no, I didn't kill the family. They're safe someplace.
That was such bullshit.
Well, I mean...
I think he's lying.
I thought he was lying, but now you're telling me next season's about the originals.
See, yeah, if you would keep the spoilers to yourself, we could have this conversation.
But, here's the thing,
but now we can't.
In a different angle.
Here's the thing. I can imagine... I don't... It being about the originals and just having Klaus and Elijah. But I think... I don't know.
No, they'll definitely.
You think that it'll think be all gonna, of them?
I think
that'll be cool, though.
No, I just want something different now.
Yeah, I'm over the originals.
I'm over the originals. Like, let's.
That's a good point.
Talk about something else.
That's
just
why
like
I wanted
they,
Elena to become a vampire. So that's what the season
no,
could be.
No, don't make
on.
Elena a vampire either. I enjoyed the last season finale. Remember when they yeah. introduced the concept of werewolves or the concept of something? We didn't know it was werewolves yeah. at that right. time. So, okay. I just like the different. Energy or direction or idea into the story.
Catherine.
Well, clearly Catherine's going to be around.
Yeah.
We read last week for the news.
Well, here's the thing. You never know next episode.
Well, we never know next episode.
She could be one of the deaths.
I don't.
Which I'll be really pissed off about.
I think they really like Elena flipping back and forth with this
yeah.
character. And if Elena's not turning into a vampire, it's almost the because they have Catherine, they can leave Elena as a human.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And so once they get rid of that dynamic...
But what need does Catherine have to stay now? She's not protecting anybody.
Just,
and
you
she,
know what? For love.
Just yeah. to look good.
For love.
For love. Love love of Catherine or Catherine's loving somebody?
Catherine's loving somebody.
Who is she loving?
She loves Stefan.
She loves Stefan. She's gaining some sort of friendship with Damon. As we saw this episode.
But, and you know what? Like before, she's a really good bitch. She really is.
And I
is.
Guess there's no bitch left.
Yeah.
If Catherine left.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a good... Yeah, she's a good bitch.
So,
by the way,
someone who was
kind of a PG-13 / R-rated.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock, kids. Let's talk about a bad bitch. Back to Bonnie. You know...
talk about a bad bitch.
Elijah was going to save... Close, and Bonnie threatened him, I'll kill both of you, again
yeah.
with her confidence.
Yeah.
And she charged at them, and they zooted out of there, leaving us with our cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, Vampire Diaries, please do not think that is a big enough cliffhanger to go into the next episode.
No.
And leave us with...
It's one of those things, like I'll say, with cliffhangers, they went back to the OC. They didn't... I'll go back to the OC. They... had the cliffhanger was him walking away through the graveyard. They had an emotional, and I was kind of upset in the way that they ended the last episode on it. They ended two
yeah.
episodes in a row on this, but the sacrifice is what we've been building on all year.
Yep.
And they ended
yeah.
the episodes not
and
on the sacrifice.
Any series I've seen, it's just like, oh, we have got to watch the season
yeah.
finale. I am, you know, going
yeah.
home early from work, and I don't get that same feel.
True.
If I missed next week's, I've already seen what happens with the sacrifice.
Yeah.
What more are you really going to
yeah,
give me?
Because we know, as Emily pointed out, Damon's not going to die.
Yeah. By the way, watch next week. We'll be sitting here and we'll be like,
I can't believe
the most amazing episode ever.
Well, I'm hoping so. I love the yeah. show. I want to feel that again.
And part there is a part of me, and that the reason why I'm not talking about it because I don't want to jinx it, but there is a part of me that feels like they will surprise the hell out of us.
And
yeah.
kill Damon or something like that?
I won't kill Damon.
If they do
people
something like that.
People love to, like, the fans love Damon more than any. He's their favorite character.
But hey, that could be a way to ruffle feathers and be like, how are they going to bring him
back?
But
then we know he's going to be brought back. I don't know. That's tricky. I can see Tyler again.
Yeah.
Next week. Butt naked.
Absolutely. So what did you guys think about the whole, the ending of it? The whole graveyard scene, the letter, the ring?
Yeah, but, well,
I felt it was too long.
It was too long, and it was too much. Like, were they all buried in that graveyard?
Did they bury Jenna and it John seemed like next to each other?
Yeah.
It was.
And why?
Yeah, I'm confused.
It was, here's what I...
I can't even listen to you because Tyler's on the screen.
Because I was on the screen naked. Here's one of the things that kind of annoyed me. You have to have some adult dynamic. And there's one adult left on the show, which is Alaric, and Cher Forbes. That's pretty much it. That's it. It's like you have to have some... And it's like now, I mean, Elena and Jeremy can go and do whatever the fuck they want.
Like, yeah, like they're, I guess like they were doing to begin with.
Yeah,
I understand.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
It will be. But I mean, and which I understand the adult dynamic. They were really losing me that last.
Damon and Stefan are 500 years old. That they are old.
100 and
they sure don't act like it.
Yeah, but well, you know what I was just thinking, just kind of slash randomly about the books. I think there's either three or four books, and the first three or the first two are from Elena's point of view.
You mean the Vampire Diaries books?
Yeah, the Vampire Diaries books. And in one of the books, in one of the last books, she dies.
Okay.
And the last book is in Bonnie's point of view.
Huh.
All right. So with this, we're going to head to a commercial break, and we're going to come back with predictions off of what you just said.
Okay.
All right? So we'll be right back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Just say,
what up? So,
and now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. All right, so, I liked what you just said, Emily, because early in the episode, part of me was thinking, where are they going to take us with this next episode? They left Bonnie out for two episodes. Mm-hmm. And a part of me felt, and not only that, but even using like my references to Buffy, and you bringing in what Janora said, I want to see something different.
Yeah.
I want to see the struggle of Bonnie.
I want to see something different.
And I think that they'll touch. I think they'll give. I think Bonnie will be a much.
She'll be stronger. I think she'll be stronger and a bigger part. I think one of the things that I hope for next season, like. The first half of the season, of season one, was first 13 episodes trying to get the tomb open.
Right.
Second, back nine was, like, dealing with all the vampires and Catherine. And then this one, it's just been all up to the sacrifice. And while you need a big event and while you don't even necessarily need a big event, I just don't... think you need to base an entire season on one event. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, no.
Like, you don't need to, you don't need to work up 22 episodes for The Sacrifice. It's like we didn't need 22 episodes for The Sacrifice. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with
that. It's like the entire season about The Sacrifice.
And the Moonstone and getting the elements exactly. together.
I you know what I want? I want it to be more personal. Like more about their lives.
Well,
which is like how you said, like, that's probably what the next episode will be.
I mean, we know everything about Elena, yeah, Stephanie, and Damon's life. But I get what you mean if you're talking about as far as Bonnie. We know nothing about what Bonnie does other than her mm-hmm. witchcraft and what she does with Elena in them.
Well, in terms of predictions, we only have one witch, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. We now only have one werewolf, Tyler. So I wonder, I don't know if, no, not on the season finale. I was going to say introduction of anybody new. Yeah.
I think that, well, I will say this, CW, WB, UPN, with these types of shows, they are the type to, at the very end of the season finale, the foot steps in and we don't know who it is and somebody else comes into town and...
Here's what
I think they need a new element to this.
You killed
four people. Let's bring fresh blood in.
And according to Emily, one needs to be an adult.
One needs to be. And here's the thing, what I was saying personally, I want to see a little more movement with the relationships of the characters.
Yeah, it's very still. Agree.
Like, it's very Elena and Stefan. Elena. Just even, here's the thing. I think you definitely, I don't want it to go like Glee status where everybody's hooking up with each other and you have no idea like what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But actually I think who's done it really well is Gossip Girl, because they have like seven characters. They all kind of, they don't all hook up with each other, but they have like
intertwining. The main,
and then occasionally they'll bring somebody else in. And
this is very Gossip like, Girl. I'll give them that.
So they have this huge population of characters. Make it more, like, it's been two seasons. You got to put Elena with Damon before people start. That's the problem. You can't lose viewers. All these Damon and Elena fans are going to be like, okay, it's never going to happen. Why are we watching the show?
They need to put it on hold. And that's what I totally agree. I think they're going to introduce some new characters. I also think they're going to be outed next week.
Mm-hmm.
Out in front of the town, as in vampires. Like,
good
I think
call.
It's going to be almost like Salem witch trials, as far as that,
and involving the sheriff,
involving the town.
That's what I was thinking.
A
it
big
would be
gathering.
An interesting component to have the town know that everybody like to have it all open in the air. I was thinking that'd be interesting.
I'm also predicting Bonnie is going to have some sort of guidance character.
Yeah. Totally.
Like a Graham's 100%. Comeback or something.
I think it's going to be somebody younger.
Lucy. It'll be Lucy, maybe.
Lucy is which one?
Her, her like, second cousin removed.
The one that came and helped Catherine?
Catherine, yeah.
Yeah, I could totally see her bringing her back.
She's gorgeous, too.
And if they do something like that, then we can take this show to the next level.
Yeah.
Because now we have powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
We have Damon, Stefan, who are powerful vampires. We have... Tyler,
if Damon survives.
Right, if he survives, we have Caroline, who's also proven herself. You know, we have Tyler, who is a vicious werewolf. And he's learning. Who knows what Jules has taught him?
I'd like to see kind
that's
of like
a very good
them
point.
Up against the world type thing.
And I think that's what I see with them.
You just want that because it's like Buffy.
Well, no, because Buffy was never against the world. The world helped Buffy.
The town of Sunnydale,
as it grew older, Buffy grew older, they realized they didn't, which was kind of like, really, Joss Whedon, what are you doing? But like, the town knew that there were vampires and knew that there were dangerous things. They had a curfew and things like that. But they, a lot of the times, like, the best season finale for me was when she graduated. And everyone in the high school you know, helped Buffy destroy all the vampires. Mm-hmm. It was like they all had their graduation outfits on and they all ripped them off and they all helped her. And, you know, they gave her at prom, like, they respected her. And
I shouldn't have got you started. I'm sorry.
I know, I shouldn't
just teasing.
But I'm saying that's epic to me. And I think they need to gain that. And the reason it was so epic is because Willow was this badass witch and she could use her powers. Bonnie's still weak and at the beginning stages and she needs to hone that in, and nobody can help her teach that. She has a strong power that she's learning to use.
Question: does she now give her power back, or is she always now going to keep the power of 100 witches?
I would assume she would keep it.
That'd be tight if she keeps it. Here's one thing that I'm worried about with Bonnie, and this is one of my, like, that little thing you played before of my own opinions and stuff like that. It always
is expressed by the host.
It always scares me when a main character has, like, a solid other career. And she's so into her music career.
I didn't realize. I mean, yeah, I knew we had talked about that before, but I didn't know that she's, like, in it like that.
Yeah, like, she, like, and I kind of get in the way that, okay, like, she was left out of a few episodes. But I really hope that, like, she's in it a lot.
Well, Kat, if you're listening, because I post on your Facebook a lot. If you're listening, love you, girl.
Yes, we love you, girl.
I'm going to have a real conversation with you, girl. Your music's good. It's good.
And you're a great dancer.
And you're an amazing dancer, but your music's good. And you're an amazing dancer, but your music's good. But your acting in Vampire Diaries is amazing. I love you in this. This is what is making you. I understand the music career and all that. Make that music good to amazing to great. Bring it to the status that you're up with Vampire Diaries right now. Do not leave us. We need you. You are a crucial character in this for us. And I think if they were to get rid of Bonnie, or if her character was to be withdrawn next season, I would.
I don't think that they will.
I don't think they will.
I think they understand.
I think they need a witch.
Slash black people.
They need the token black person.
We need. I'm going to say this. We need more black people on the show.
More witches.
More witches. But and exactly, we need more. I just think we need more witches in this show. I want to see more.
You just like Bonnie, because I thought Greta was hot actually too. I thought she
But she pissed me off.
I mean, she wasn't
off.
As hot as Bonnie, but she I thought she was sexy.
She was, but she just pissed me off.
I didn't like her hair.
Oh my girl, we're breaking down. Her nails. Did you really see her nails though? And really, you're at a sacrifice and you're wearing that. Really, but real Sorry. Believable. You went to Wet Seal. But yeah, so more witches and more mystical creatures, and that's what I want. I
want them up against, like, I have a feeling, because, like Julie Plex said at one point, she said, well, at some point, which you like as Buffy, they'll get to a Monster of the Week format.
I don't want that.
I
don't want Monster of the Week. I don't want Monster of the Week.
Yeah. Well, that was Klaus.
But I want it more.
Yeah, you're right.
Epic than that.
Like, I like them, like,
he's a hybrid.
I like all of them fighting together and, like, team.
But I like the procedural. Am I saying that? Yes, that word. As in soap opera-ish storyline within it. I mean, not to say that Buffy
like,
didn't.
Like,
those,
have... So you want a procedural with a mythology, like,
yeah,
every episode.
Like,
let's learn about it.
So you don't want it to be as serialized as it is?
No, because... No, I... As in... I don't want to not have to watch every episode to understand what's going on. I want to have to watch every episode and see the plot unfold and evolve instead of like a CSI or, you know, I can catch any episode and be up to date.
And even with that, if we are to get a Monster of the Week, that kind of is going to, they have to focus so hard. You have an hour to focus on how did this monster get here? How are we going to destroy this monster?
And tie it up real pretty at the end of the hour and make me mad.
And then we lose the fact of like, well, what's going on with Caroline and
Well,
you know,
here's
Tyler's
the thing.
Well,
here's the thing, though. Every, like, I kind of agree with you on that, but so many shows do it and can do it right. However, the only problem with this show that would be doing, there's so many characters. So they would have to probably.
They killed four today.
Yeah, they killed four today. They're good. God, how many characters?
But I mean, they have 22 episodes.
And yeah, we'll see.
Oh, we have just one left, one wonderful big one left. Next week, same time, same place. Same time,
we will be here.
I will be so sad next week, ladies.
Why?
What are we going to? Oh, because
hiatus.
3 months without each other.
Oh, and we just started bonding.
I know. So sad.
Emily, I'm going to have to get you on the real world, and I at least see Janora on Thursday. So.
I know. Yes. I'll get on the real world, and I'm going to come in and do Harry Potter.
That's cool. Well, guys, thank you very much for listening. Again, subscribe to us on iTunes. Please get us up there. And we will see you next week.
Spread the word. Same season finale. Time,
same bad place.
Woohoo!
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.